What a day. A busy week. I'm doing this off the cuff. I have no idea what I'm planning to talk about, but I need a drink of this monster before I get started. Because as you can tell, having only one monster in me and only one latte, I still need a second monster. So hold on. No. It's not that I OD on the caffeine. It's that I don't want to OD on the caffeine, so I need caffeine and vitamin B. See? Yeah, that's right. Okay, as far as a fascinating week goes, you know, I had something happen this week, and I might talk a little bit about it. I'll probably talk about some of the details tomorrow, but it was really in the point. I mean, we all have our flaws. You have them, I have them. And one of the themes that kept coming across my desk this week, and it happened on Monday, and it happened on Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and it happened on Friday. It happened on Saturday and Sunday. It was all last week. It was, George, wasn't it? It was every day last week, wasn't it? No, it was on Tuesday. You weren't there because I was spending Tuesday by myself. That's right. But anyhow, I mean, it happened every day, and dealing with my own problems and my need to tell people, because my idiosyncrasies and you know, my own things, my own poorly timed farts, my own you know, picking my nose when other people aren't around, my own. You know, leaving my, I don't want to get too nitty gritty, but we all do things that aren't good. And my things that weren't good were just invading too many other people's space. And I had to go apologize because otherwise it would hurt the friendship. It's not about me pretending to be good when everyone knows that I'm not. It's about me telling everybody else that I know that I'm not good and I don't need to keep my secrets from them. Not like that. You know, there's a difference between privacy and shame. You've got like private things, but then you've got like things that are embarrassing, but like other people probably can know about anyway. It's just, it should be normal, but you're embarrassed by it. You got to tell those things. And that's one of the big things that happened this week. What else did I do this week? In the past week I finished two videos and I finished the mouse drawing. I tell you, I keep saying I'm finishing this stupid mouse book. And I thought I was done. And as it turned out, I had almost 30 more pictures to draw. 30! And so what day was it? I think it might have been Friday. I sat down and I drew them. I still have to color them. I want to get the stupid mouse book done so I can focus on other things. I want to get into video. I wanted to get into music. I want to be studying Chinese. I think I might have even found a good acting modeling agency that I might reach out to, but I got to get my photos back first. But it was incredibly productive. But again, life moves forward. One of the things that came up as I went to different people and I said, I'm sorry. I was really annoying last time and I'm not my best. And I don't care if you're offended or how offended you should have been. And whatever it was, at least I wasn't my best and I was wrong. And I've got to be better. You can call it whatever you want to, but I know I was wrong no matter how we put it. I've got to do better. And out of those conversations, one of the things that came up is the fact that I'm always learning. I'm not afraid to go out and make blunders, and I'm not afraid to do new things. And at this point, I mean, in my life, it's amazing how many things I know. And I'm not saying that to brag, but I look at this and I'm like, why should I know the system language for a web server? Why should I know some of the basic security protocols? Why should I know how websites and highly responsive apps are built? Why should I know how to make a photograph good when it's covered in shadows that hide what you want to see? How do I, like, why do I know all these things? How do I know whether these words would go good in an advertisement or not? How do I know which fonts to use so that people like my ad more and don't know why? How do I know the way to create videos? I mean, that's the thing that happened this week. I made some videos, and I'm amazingly lucky with videos. When I do video camera, I get lucky. How do I know all these things? I'm sitting asking myself, how do I know this? It's like, well, you know, teachers in school used to say, never stop learning. And I never stop learning. And that includes the willingness to step out and make mistakes and go back and make it right. Yeah, make mistakes and then make it right. People in the world don't need someone who's perfect. They need someone who's perfectly authentic. In fact, they need all of us to be that if we could. That's really what we need in the world. They need you and I and others to know that we're not better than other people. We're not too good to apologize. We're not too good to take ownership of our flaws. And we're not too good to try if it risks falling down in front of people. I don't mean falling down where we don't mind being seen. I mean falling down where we don't want to be seen, where we're uncomfortable being seen. That's what we need. So as far as what crossed my desk this week, it was pretty stupendous. I spent a lot of time talking to people. I spent an awful lot of time doing that, but I just keep doing my best to keep cranking and keep improving myself. You know, I've got so many friends around me who have things that I see they need to learn. What's the solution? I need to learn. I've got to improve. I have to be such an awesome friend, not an awesome, better than everyone else person. I've got to be an awesome friend so that other people have the space they need to learn whatever it is they need to learn. If someone else is wrong, they don't see it because I'm not awesome enough. And awesome means being aware that I'm not awesome, being vocal about it, telling people, I'm not awesome. And I guess that's the only way I know how to be awesome. Well, the one thing I'm awesome at is not being awesome. So I might as well do it loudly. Well, like they say, the band director always said, make all mistakes in forte. No, play. We should play. Play all mistakes in forte. That way we can hear them. We can find them. And, you know, when you run into someone that's utterly angry, insulted, and condescending for the things you do wrong, that person is hiding stuff. That person is self-righteous. That person believes that they genuinely don't make mistakes because they're so good at hiding them from everyone else and even more so hiding them from themselves. Don't trust people that get angry at you and insulted over your mistakes. Now, some people might be hurt. They might be upset at you. But don't listen to the people who say, how dare you do that? You're wrong. Now, that person's hiding something. Maybe that person needs you to leave. Maybe that person needs you to love. It all depends. Well, generally, if the person is your leader, then you just stop following. But if that person's your friend, then you love back. Maybe that person's a leader and you stop following and you start being a friend. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're wondering what to do. It's like, okay, well, someone's hawking you. Someone's being a nuisance. Maybe that person's a leader and you need a TDR or DTR, define the relationship, excuse me. Don't even tell it. Just say what I say. You're no longer a leader. I'm no longer follower. I'm friend. I'm no longer follower. I'm friend. Maybe you need to tell the person that. I don't like you as a leader. I want you as a friend. Deal with it. Oh, that person might not know what to do. Think about that. A lot of leaders aren't leaders because they're good leaders. They're leaders because it's their way to hide from their inability to be friends. So you know what? Don't hide. Just don't, whatever it is, don't hide. Love people and have your standards and be authentic and don't judge. Instead, do whatever you can to be as real as you can be. See you tomorrow.